four generations on this side anyway. That's an incredible thought, really, when we think about four generations of Christians. And present right here this morning, possibilities. God delights in children. He takes great pleasure in children. One of the greatest gifts that parents can receive. This is the first one for Weston and Crystal to be presented to the Lord this morning. They are delighted. The psalmist said in Psalm 127 that children are a heritage from the Lord. And because children are a gift from God, it is natural, really, for us to want, as Christians, to present our children to the Lord for His purpose and for His blessing, to dedicate our children to the Lord. Perhaps the most common in the scripture that we would think of is when Hannah gave her child, Samuel, to the Lord in dedication. Of course, that meaning was far greater than what any of us are called upon to do. Many times we find in the Gospels, too, that Jesus called the children unto Himself. He took them on His lap. He laid His hands on them. He blessed them. Sometimes parents in the Gospels brought their children to Christ as well. Jesus had a soft spot or a special spot in His heart for children. I believe that His heart is tender this morning because Ray Lynn is ready to be dedicated to the Lord. And so as we think about children coming to the Lord, coming as in dedication, parents today bring their children, and what we are doing this morning in bringing the child to the Lord, presenting the parents first of all, and then the child. And she's excited. And accompanying them in this commitment for themselves in bringing up Raylan is also grandparents, Weston's mom and dad, and Crystal's mom and dad, and Crystal's grandma. Glad for each one of them being here today. I want to call your attention, though, especially Weston and Crystal this morning. I want to call your attention to the commandment that God gives us in Deuteronomy, chapter number 6. He tells us, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord with thy..." "Love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." It's important, Weston and Crystal, to understand this morning especially that there's no higher calling for you as parents than to bring your child up to know God, to receive Christ as her Savior. The best things that we as parents, that you as parents can do, is to teach Raylan the fear of the Lord. For that is the basis of her understanding of what this is all about. To understand that God is first place, that He requires us to give Him first place, and to teach her the fear of the Lord is the beginning, is the foundation, the support for all that is yet to come. And so the Bible is urging you, Weston and Crystal, to love God yourselves with every ounce, and with every fiber, and to teach her to do the same. As you love God, as that is expressed in your life, in the daily living, you are teaching her by example to do the same thing. As you model it for her, she will desire it for herself. Weston and Crystal, by coming forward before God and His people, you are declaring that you desire to dedicate Raylan to the Lord this morning. Is that correct? Weston, can you take her as the head, the spiritual head of the home? So that Raylan may walk in the full life of salvation that Christ offers, Do you now dedicate your child to the Lord? In so doing, you must dedicate yourselves. In so doing, you must prepare yourself for the task that is before you to raise her in that direction and in that way. Do you recognize today that Raylene is the gift of God and give heartfelt thanks for God's blessing? Do you now dedicate Raylene to be to the Lord who gave her to you, surrendering all worldly desires and claims upon her life in the hope that she will completely belong to the Lord? Do you pledge as parents that with God's help, you will bring Raylene in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord, making every reasonable effort with patience and love to build the Word of God, the character of Christ, and the joy of the Lord into her life? Finally, do you promise, God helping you, to make it your regular prayer that by God's grace, Raylene will come to trust in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of her sins and for the fulfillment of His promises to her, which would include eternal life? And in this faith, follow the Lord's teaching in your own lives. Not only is it important for parents, it's also important for grandparents. I'm not a grandparent yet, but you know, you've experienced it already. You hold a tremendous role in the life of Raylene. So it's important for you also to realize this morning as we would dedicate Raylene and renew for yourselves the commitment to help Weston and Crystal to bring her up in that knowledge. And I challenge you today, by God's help, to encourage and to pray for Weston and Crystal, to do all that you can to support them in bringing this little girl to the knowledge, first of all, of Christ as her Savior. Challenge you to do that. Also, we as a church have a tremendous responsibility, a tremendous role as well. We cannot just simply stand back and watch, but we must participate actively. Sunday school teachers, not only the Sunday school teachers, but every one of us have a tremendous part in teaching Raylene when it's our responsibility to do so, in supporting the parents, as it is our responsibility to support and to love and to pray for them and to do our part as Christians. What is our part? Teachers, we teach. Whether we are teaching in the classroom or teaching in our testimony or teaching in our lives, we have a tremendous responsibility in raising or bringing up and helping Weston and Crystal raise this child. And so as we look at it from the church commitment, from the church standpoint, I want you to enter into a commitment this morning as Raylene is before us and Weston and Crystal, that we will do everything that we can to provide an atmosphere that is conducive to her learning about Jesus Christ, making it easy for her to make it to heaven and hard to go to hell. If you would agree with that and commit to that as a church, would you say amen? Come on. It's my turn. Let's have prayer. Our Father in heaven, we hold a precious little girl in our hand this morning. You know what her life and what holds and what is before her. I pray that you would touch her today. These innocent hands are being brought into a world that's so full of uncertainty, full of hatred and greed, evil on every side. I pray that you would protect her. Protect her mind, protect her heart. Guide her hands and her feet. Help her to learn to love you. Help her to learn to be faithful to you. I pray that you would bless Weston and Crystal this morning as they realize the gravity of this life that they hold in their home and in their arms. Give them that help that is needed as they would direct and teach and instruct Raylan to serve you, that their life might be an example to others. May we support, may we encourage, and may we pray for them. And Father, now I pray that you would take Raylan, Elise, and bless her with your presence as we dedicate her to you for your purpose, for your good, and for your glory, that her life might be example to those around of the love of Jesus Christ, even as Hannah took Samuel and raised him and taught him and instructed him in your ways and then gave him completely to you. May it be also that this plan that you have for Raylan would be exactly what you would have it to be as Weston and Crystal would raise this young girl. We dedicate her to you even now. In the name of our Father, our Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings be upon you. Just a minute. There you go. Thank you. Did you get a 4-generation picture there good enough? Okay.